Farmers from the Mississippi Delta to the Ozark Highlands have been struggling this year with extreme weather. First, frigid winter temperatures and deep snowfall as far south as Little Rock in February, followed by heavy and prolonged spring rains that filled depleted aquifers and water tables, but also led to late planting in flooded fields. Temperatures quickly rose in early June into the 90s, where they've remained, creeping ever higher, breaking all kinds of heat records across the state in late July and early August. Richard Bell, Arkansas Secretary of Agriculture.
They're all very concerned, both in the crop production, which is on the eastern side of the state, and then the livestock sector, which is on the western side of the state. It's one of those few years where we actually have very intense weather both places. The temperatures have been difficult for the dairy cows. Their milk production is way down. The beef cattle are beginning to have to be liquidated because they don't have enough hay and forage. And even now they're asking about water supplies. And on the eastern side, the only crop that's really been in decent condition has been the rice crop, and it's because it's all irrigated.
Poultry producers in northwest Arkansas are seeing high mortality among their flocks. Dr. George Badley, state veterinarian with the Arkansas Livestock and Poultry Commission.
Due to the poultry just overheating in the houses because the fans just can't keep up, and they overheat, and there's been significant death loss in the poultry industry.
50% of a flock or more in some situations, Dr. Badley said. And some poultry houses hold up to 25,000 birds. So in this weather, the ambient temperature can reach 125 degrees.
Their body heat builds the heat up, so it's hard to keep up when the temperature's so high outside.
Trucking crated birds to slaughterhouses in intense heat also poses a challenge.
I understand that they're hauling now at night more, and that some truck drivers for the poultry things are having to stop and water the spray the chickens down with water to make sure that they don't overheat.
Because they can't process a dead bird, yes?
Absolutely not.
Confined hog feeding operations, however, have not been reporting problems.
We have a limited amount of those, and I haven't had any complaints about them. But, I mean, hogs are very sensitive to heat. So, the thing about hogs is you just can't work them up when it's hot because they just can't take it. They overheat very well, very fast. So I know we're going to, and our fair exhibition season is coming up, and we're going to have a lot of trouble with the hogs if it doesn't cool off.
Cattle grazing in open fields with no shade have been dropping from heat stroke in Oklahoma, but seem to be faring better in Arkansas.
We're not having a lot of deaths in cattle, but the pastures have all burned up, and the water table is getting low. So we're going to have trouble if it keeps on with water for cattle, and we'll certainly have trouble with any winter forage or hay because it's non-existent. So, I mean, going into the winter, it's going to be a bad winter unless things change.
With some growers only getting one cutting where they often get three, hay fields are also being plagued by insect infestation. And because pastures are now dormant from heat, cattle ranchers have been forced to supplement with hay and plenty of water.
Well, as long as they have water and can get some relief, some trees. I mean, and horses too. My horses are tolerating it real well. Of course, you can't ride a horse now, but they can tolerate this for quite a while as long as they've got adequate water. That's the key. If you start running out of water or something, a cattle or horses, either one, can't do without water right now.
The western half of Arkansas remains under a severe drought, with 10 more counties in South Arkansas listed as extreme. Expected showers this week ought to ease the situation some, but the state needs prolonged and soaking rains. Field and row crops are also in bad shape, having to catch up from late planting. According to Agriculture Extension crop reports, corn harvests have begun in central and south Arkansas. Cotton is setting bolls, and half the rice crop has seed heads. And while only a quarter of the corn is mature compared to one-third last year, cotton is ahead. Rick Cartwright, Associate Director of Agriculture and Natural Resources for the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, spoke via cell while riding in a vehicle to an appointment.
Our rice crop, soybean crop, cotton crop, corn and grain sorghum have all suffered somewhat from the heat and the drought and the problems we had in spring planting with the floods. The drought encompasses most of the state at this point, along with the high temperatures, and it's very difficult to keep up with irrigation demands for those field crops.
Cartwright said grain quality may be diminished this year. Insects also have been a problem on field crops, especially soybeans. Farmers and ranchers have also had to curtail their daily schedules to stay alive. For example, waking up before dawn to work outdoors and coming in before high heat of noon.
These are the kind of real-world conditions that we often forget about when we talk about food production and feed production and fiber production. But this is what farmers face on a year-to-year basis, and it can be pretty daunting for the faint of heart. So we just need to keep these folks that are out there in this heat and drought battling the elements to try to produce our food. We just need to keep them in our thoughts because it's rather difficult life.
Agriculture accounts for more than 12% of the state's GDP, the highest in the Mid-South, contributing more than $17 billion to the state's economy, said State Agriculture Secretary Richard Bell. But this year, he said, we stand to lose at least 10% of that.
And so it's going to have a big impact, not only on the farmers themselves, but the related industries like trucking and other hauling and buying for chemicals and so forth. And another thing that worries me is that when you start liquidating your cattle herds, you're actually losing assets because that's what you have for the future. And a lot of the dairy cows are being culled, and it's a desperate situation. It could be very expensive before it's over.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday pledged his commitment to farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, saying that USDA would deliver assistance to those affected by drought and fire, as well as provide continuing help to farms damaged by spring tornadoes and floods. But Richard Bell says low-interest loans, which are typical of that aid, won't be of any use to farms forced to sell off assets just to survive. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.